MSCI Ways Cutting Strategy, and Metaplanet. From Global Indexes, MSCI has opened a consultation that could remove Strategy, the company formerly known as MicroStrategy, and Japan's Metaplanet from its global equity indexes, according to a report shared by Wu Blockchain on August 14, 2026. The index provider is asking market participants whether companies whose primary activity is accumulating cryptocurrency should still qualify as investable equities under its standard indexes. The question strikes at the center of the digital asset treasury model. Both firms trade largely as leverage proxies for Bitcoin, raising capital through equity and debt to buy more of it. Their inclusion in MSCI indexes routes passive money from index funds and ETFs into their shares automatically. Pull them out, and a mechanical source of demand disappears. The consultation and what it targets MSCI's review focuses on issuers that function less like operating businesses and more like holding vehicles for a single asset class. Strategy holds one of the largest corporate Bitcoin stacks in existence, and Metaplanet has followed the same playbook in Japan, becoming that country's most visible Bitcoin treasury company. Under a strict reading of index eligibility, a firm that earns little from its stated line of business and instead marks its value to a crypto balance sheet may not fit the definition of a diversified equity. The proposal is a consultation, not a decision. MSCI is gathering feedback before setting any rule, and the outcome could range from full exclusion to a narrower classification change. Bitcoin itself barely moved on the news, trading at $63,446 as of August 14, 2026, down 0.2% over 24 hours, with the broader market sitting in fear at a reading of 37 on the Fear and Greed Index. Passive flows are the pressure point. Index membership is not a vanity label. When a stock enters an MSCI Global Index, every fund benchmarked to that index has to buy it in proportion to its weight. That buying is price insensitive and continuous. Removal reverses the mechanism. Benchmarked funds must sell to track the new composition, and future passive inflows stop arriving. For a company that finances Bitcoin purchases by issuing shares, losing that captive buyer base raises the cost of capital. The treasury model depends on the share price trading at a premium to the underlying Bitcoin holdings, which lets the firm issue equity above net asset value and buy more coins accretively. Weaker passive demand narrows that premium. Amundi's recent decision to lift its Strategy stake 148% shows active managers still see a proxy trade worth taking. But active conviction is a different animal from the automatic bid that index inclusion provides. A precedent for treasury companies everywhere. Dozens of public companies have adopted a Bitcoin treasury strategy over the past 2 years, and several have leaned on equity index membership as part of their pitch to institutional shareholders. An MSCI rule that carves out crypto-heavy balance sheets would apply well beyond two names. It would set a classification standard that other index providers, including those run by S&P and FTSE Russell, tend to watch closely. The move also lands while regulators are still deciding how to treat these structures. Some digital asset treasury firms have started publishing detailed credit and reserve models to reassure the market, a sign that scrutiny of the model is rising from multiple directions at once. Index eligibility is one more test of whether a company that mostly holds crypto should be valued like an equity, a fund, or something in between. For crypto holders watching from the spending and self-custody side, the episode is a reminder that owning Bitcoin through a listed proxy carries risks the coin itself does not. Index reclassification, share dilution, and premium collapse are equity risks layered on top of Bitcoin's own volatility. Direct ownership, whether held in a hardware wallet or spent through a self-custody card, sidesteps that extra layer entirely.